Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. All right, you're going to love this. The tables are turned, and I am interviewed by my man, the myth, the legend, Vince Del Monte. Vince is a good friend of mine, a longtime coaching client. And man, did he have some tough questions for me, and I go on some crazy rants in this show. And it was originally recorded for his show, but it was so good, I had to bring it to you here. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. And today, I'm actually not the host. I'm the interviewed, not the interviewee. And it's going to be awesome. Going to be really, really great. We did this down in Vince's basement office. He just grilled me on how to get more done and live the life of your dreams. Really covers everything in my brand new book, The Perfect Week Formula, which you can grab a free copy at perfectweekformula.com. But enough. Let's let you enjoy Vince's interview style and my rants in today's episode of Early to Rise Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. We have got a super special guest here. We're going to dive right in. His name is Craig Ballantyne. He is the godfather of online marketing. My second business mentor, the first guy who coached me, I never actually met to this day. And Craig invited me to an event way back in 2007. And I attended in West Palm, Florida. That event changed my life. And Craig has been the one voice in my life who has always just known what to tell me and when to tell me and what to tell me and when to tell me. And just recently he initiated a little get together here at the HQ here, which is also my home address in the basement. And Craig's here, and we just did a podcast for his show. And we're going to talk about a lot of things today. You know, I've always been inspired by his singularity of focus, primarily his discipline. And I think Craig's taught me a lot about discipline. And it's not like what to say yes to, but more importantly, what to say no to. And we're going to talk a lot about that. He is the king of Instagram, organic growth, and anything that has to do with sales, Instagram stories, these very tactical posts we'll talk about today that you're probably seeing left and right that I'm pretty much just modeling and deploying, and they work like gangbusters, so you'd be crazy not to use them as well.
Thanks, buddy.
And I just like to give credit where credit's due. And Craig has wrapped up another book. I can't believe how many books this guy pumps out.
Well, we can talk about how I did not write that book.
I want to talk about that because like I've got a lot of books in me, but they're not coming out like the rate they're coming out for you. So, hey, Craig, well, first of all, thank you for your guidance, your mentorship, your direction, your tough love, and just knowing what to say and when to say it over all these years, and especially the last 2 years.
Well, the great thing is, Vince, is you listen with an open mind, and you're willing to take feedback. You embrace it. You lean into it. You say, hey, guys, tell me, what can I be doing better here? And that's why you're growing all the time. And that's why everybody who gets coaching from you should be so grateful that you're willing to lead from the front. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be the first person taking the bullet for self-improvement so that everybody else can benefit from it. So that's super powerful. And then you push guys like me to like, man, I got to go out there and learn something new to show Vince. And you were showing me some stuff before this. You taught me some stuff. I'm like, man, I got to up my game in order to continue to be somebody that Vince looks up to, because I take that pretty seriously too.
I'm going to just fire out a lot of different questions here. I hope you don't mind.
I'm going to fire out a lot of different answers, and hopefully the answers match up to the questions. They may or may not.
For me, things just pop out. I'm like, here, it's like, how do you manage the pressure? Like, is it something that, you know, the comparison thing, like when we're in the $100 million mastermind, when you've been at this for 14 years and we've seen guys come
14.
In after, you know, 16, 17,
20. 20. I started my email newsletter in 1999, bro.
Sorry, I knew it was longer than that.
I met Ryan Lee online in 1998.
Wow. Yeah, okay, let's talk about that. Like, I sometimes wonder, like,
I invented the internet.
When you've been at it this long, do you ever wonder, like, shouldn't I be further ahead? And, like, just that whole, like, Are you like, I'm right where I want to be?
And no, I'm definitely not right where I want to be. Do I think I should be further ahead? I think I could be further ahead. I think everybody could be further ahead. I like Ed Milet's little story that he tells about how we're all striving to be the best version of ourselves. We all should be striving to be the best version of ourselves. Some other people have said that the worst feeling in the world is, you know, looking in the mirror and seeing the man you could be versus the man or woman that you could be versus the man or woman that you are today. And that is what drives me more than me seeing somebody else more successful. It's like, hey, listen, am I doing the best that I can? And, you know, we just talked about on my podcast, you talked about, hey, here's the one question everybody should ask themselves every day is what's important now? Am I working on what's important now? And to me, I don't actually measure my success in money. Not that I don't like money and I don't like the things that money allows me to do, which has allowed me to travel to over 45 countries and do amazing stuff. But I'm a book kid, and that's why I pump out so many books. You know, books matter to me more than in business, almost more than anything else. And so if I died after I had written The Perfect Day Formula and I was able to like tell people how I felt about dying, I would have been like, I'm okay. I wrote because I got my book done. That's like getting that book done, man. I'm like there, I've left my mark. I've done my thing. So writing and books to me are like painting would have been to Picasso, and the feeling or to any artist, anybody who's listening, who does sculptures, or who is a cook, the way that somebody feels after they have cooked a meal and their guests have appreciated it, like you can't measure that in money. And to me, that's how I feel about books. Now, books, it's not as sexy to be a book writer as it is to be a painter or a sculptor, because it's a different kind of nerdy form of art. But to me, and I think John Romanello would get this, is that satisfaction when you write something and it's well received and it makes an impact. And as much as I might like making videos, you know, I have one video that's been watched 4 million times on YouTube. As much as I like making my Instagram videos and all that stuff, nothing matters to me more than books, which is why I've written so many.
Yeah, dude, it's incredible. So why don't you kind of just let us in on your process for that and how, you know, I remember you and Bedros are hilarious. Like, I think so.
We are hilarious. That is the most factual thing you might say.
No, you are. I remember you guys, and you might have said it to me, I don't know, but I was like, when should I write my book? You're like, there's not many chapters to write.
Well, here's the thing.
There's no book to write.
You're on chapter, you're on chapter 8 of 10. You know, most people say, I want to write a book. And you talk to somebody, they're like 22 years old. I want to write a book. Well, okay, listen, you have lived 3 chapters of a 10 chapter book. How could you possibly write a book? You know, why would anybody listen to you? Because you haven't lived your book yet that you want to write. You're just going to go, you're going to write a book about all this stuff you've read about. Well, that's not a book. That's a book review. And so nobody needs, like, I don't want to sit here, oh great, your book review is done of all the people that have inspired you. Listen, if you have to write a book, needs a principal theme that is something that has not been articulated properly. It's very much like selling an info product. Like, your sales letter has to have it is essentially your book when you're writing when you're selling an info product, and it has to be a different book than anybody's ever read before. And so my process, if you want to go through that, has evolved over the 3 books. First book, The Perfect Day Formula, was written essentially as a series of essays. And I had gotten to the point where there was 300 pages, there might have been 20 chapters, and I was stuck because it didn't flow. It was like, here's a chapter about this, and then the next chapter kind of jumps into something else. And I knew it, and I was stuck. And so I asked Matt Smith. One of my best friends, friend of yours, lives down in Denver. He's my business partner in a couple of ventures. And I said to Matt, I don't know what to do. And he said, well, go to Tucker. So Tucker Max started a company right around that time called Book in a Box, which is now called Scribe Media. And usually what they do is they interview you, they write the book, you give feedback, and then they edit it, and then you have your book. Now, I already had the book written, So all I had to do was give the book to an editor, and they gave me a good editor, and they took my 300 pages and sent me back 110 pages. They unfortunately didn't send me back the 300 hours that I put into writing those additional 300 pages. So I lost those from my life, but it was put, and it was also rearranged. So here's the secret to books that most people don't know about is that, and I learned this from Ryan Holiday, and then I confirmed this with some other editors that I've talked to, is that the most important thing about your book, you know, technically the most important thing about your book is the big idea, the hook, the main thesis, but then it's the outline of the book. And most people are amateurs when it comes to outlining a book. But when you talk to somebody who has put together many books, they will take your ideas like, oh, I thought I was, you know, my chapters were going to go in this order. And they go, that's not how it's going to go. Hmm. And then they reorder things and it comes out better. And so the outline is huge. So you got to talk to somebody who knows how to outline a book. There's a caveat that this is if you want to write a book that is meant to be read. If you want to write a book that is meant to just be a business card, then you don't have to worry about this as much, right? And like a financial advisor listening to this go, I just want a book so that, you know, I can send it in the mail to somebody to get a conversation going. Okay, well, that's a different book than the types of book that I write. And there's a time and place for those types of books too. But if you want to write a book that is going to be written and have an impact, or not written, read and have an impact and be a work of art, then the outline is very important.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, it's something I've learned along the way. So that was how I did the first book.
Yeah.
And I remember the ninth round of edits we did on it. I finished it up. I was in the Ritz-Carlton in Istanbul watching the sunrise over the Bosphorus Sea. It was like a magical moment for me in my life. Like it's just...
Wow.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And to get that done at like 7:30 in the morning and shoot that back and say, done, finished, you know, send it off. That was cool. And then that, you know, that really changed my life because it allowed me to finish with the fitness industry and move in 100% with coaching, which I had been doing for almost 10 years as a side thing.
Yeah. I want to talk about the message, you know, like what you've landed on, like you're known for something now. Right. There's a lot of people that, yeah, he's known as the fat loss guy. But right now, like I've watched you and Bedros both evolve at the same time. Like you're both known for, like you're known as the productivity guy.
Sure. World's most disciplined man.
Right. And he's known as the man up guy.
Yeah.
And when I was sitting there in the meetings, I'm always asking myself, what am I known for? Originally I was known as the no nonsense guy.
Sure.
Then I kind of branded myself as the live large guy. Then I kind of went through a bit of a phase where it was a bit of everything, and that's when I kind of lost my way. I was the hardcore guy, fat loss guy, and trying to figure out like what's my message. And I've, you know, got language for it now, but just kind of help somebody understand, like maybe even reassure somebody, like if I don't know what exactly my message is, or that's at least what I want my message to be, but I definitely have to live it out more. Just like trying to figure out like what do I want people to know me for?
Well, the thing is, in most cases, at least in my case, I didn't want to be the world's most disciplined man. People just called me that. I was labeled that by other people because that's how they viewed me. And that is what you want to generally have, is that this is applied to you by somebody else so that you don't have to go around thinking, oh, what's my hook going to be? You know, what's my name going to be? It'd be like, you know, well, you know, so we were at the 100 million mastermind thing, yeah. Right? And for everybody listening, this is a mastermind that Vince and I are in. It costs us $100,000 a year to be in it. It's run by our friends, Joel Marion and Dan Fleischman. There's 100 people in it paying $100,000. And so the very first night, the very first thing at the event is Bruce Buffer, the guy who does the UFC, you know, introductions. Is doing an introduction for every single one of the people. Now, we were supposed
took forever.
Right. Yeah, it did. It did. And we were supposed to give Bruce Buffer like our nickname. And I didn't even have a choice because Joel had already used me as an example. He was like, For example, Craig Ballantyne is the world's most disciplined man. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's what I'm going to be. And so, you know, you hear Bruce Buffer say, Craig, the world's most disciplined man, Ballantyne.
That was really good.
Yeah, I channeled, you know who,
really good.
Yeah, you know who I channeled there? Dan Long. Because that's the way Dan Long would talk,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I could do it if I did.
If you do it in Dan Long's voice, you can even do it better than Bruce Buffer can. So, shout out to Dan Long. And so, but that wasn't like me sitting there and like, oh man, I got to come up with like some cool name or something. Like, it's not even a thing. It's just like, that's who I am pointed out to be, for better or for worse.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because it gives people an idea. It gives people a false idea of who I am. But there are, you know, people say, don't let anybody pigeonhole you. Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to be pigeonholed, because if you're pigeonholed, it doesn't actually make you a whole bunch of money. You don't have to be that way in your own life.
Sure.
But if being called the world's most disciplined man makes it easy for me to sell the CEO of a $20 million company, which I have many in my coaching program, into my coaching program, I'll let you call me that all day long. And so that's where it's like, don't go writing a book if you haven't lived your book, and don't go naming yourself something if it's not time to name yourself something. It just generally will come. And at the end of the day, it's still not the most important thing in your life. So just let it be. So the first book allowed me to move into out of the fitness stuff and into the coaching stuff 100% full time, which then gave me a little bit more time to write the next book, which was called Unstoppable: How to Get Through Hell, Overcome Anxiety, and Dominate in Business and Life. And this book was more of like, there are two things I want to do in life. I want to make coaching available to everybody, and I'm not sure what that means, whether it's apps, whether it's videos, but my driving mission in life is to make coaching available to everybody, because I believe that if everybody had a coach or a mentor, we would all make better decisions, right? Like, could you imagine like a gangbanger if he just had a mentor in his life? Okay. I mean, he ends up getting a mentor and a coach, and they're gang leaders. That's why he goes into a gang, because the only mentor he can get is a guy who's like, who realizes, right? The gang guys are going around going, oh, that guy's got no father figure. He's ripe for the picking. And they go and be his coach or mentor. Now imagine there was a positive coach or mentor that came into that person's life. He doesn't go down that path. Or you have, you know, young men of privilege that are going to college making stupid mistakes. What if that person had a good mentor instead of the frat boy leader mentor that, you know, gets him drunk and into the hazing and all that stuff? What if you just had a better mentor? And so one of my things in life is to deliver coaching to everybody in the entire world. So that's an overriding thing. And then the other thing is to help people overcome anxiety. So I had anxiety. It drove me to the emergency room twice. And it's 40 million Americans deal with anxiety. Very, very popular affliction. Very popular in young people. Just popular. It's not that it's popular for a good reason. It's just popular. And so I want to help people overcome anxiety. And there's a lot of tools that people can put in their toolbox to overcome anxiety, whether you have it for genetic reasons or you have it because of the situation that you're in. It is something that can be overcome. And so I wrote that book. Now, the funny thing, it's not that funny because it was painful to me. But so I hired Tucker's company for that book. And I was going through the entire system where you get on the phone with people and they interview you and all this stuff. And they outline the book. But here's the thing is when we spent months on this, and it was really just this soft book about overcoming anxiety, the original version. It was Overcoming the Black Box of Anxiety or something, which is essentially the way that I described.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I
you're doing asking people to vote on the cover.
Yeah. So everybody listening, if you are stressed or anxious, you can't go and explain to somebody. So, you know, like right now you're stressed or anxious, and I hope you're not, but if you are, like, you look like a normal person though. That's the thing. And when I had my anxiety attacks, the day that I went to the emergency room twice for the second time, I was in the middle of a personal training session with a client. And the client was 5'3", 310 pounds, an obese lawyer, 53 years old. You know, if anybody needed to go to the emergency room that day, Sam, not me, right? But I'm training the guy. Yeah. I'm training the guy in the middle of a workout on a Monday morning at like 8:30. I look at him, I go, Richard, you got to take me to the hospital. And here I am. I'm 29 years old. I'm ripped. I'm like, I'm in the best physical shape of my life the day that I have to go to the emergency room for my anxiety. And he couldn't understand it. He looked at me like you want to confuse a lawyer? He's like, man, you know, that is, he's probably never been that confused in his life. And, you know, like he still didn't get it. He dropped me off at the hospital. He's like, what's wrong with you? I don't understand this. And because it's not like it's a broken arm. Hey, I got a broken arm. Oh, I get it. I know what that's like. You know, what, even if you haven't broken an arm, you get it. But the anxiety is a black box because you can't explain it to yourself and you can't explain it to other people. And so nobody knows what's going on. That's why I called it a black box. And so the first idea of that book in 2017. So I got the first version of that book done on Labor Day. No, October. Yeah, about Labor Day weekend of 2017. And I did nothing with it for 8 months because I hated it. Because it was this generic soft book about overcoming anxiety and it didn't relate to entrepreneurship. And I'm like, man, I was almost embarrassed by it. So it took me a while and a lot of conversations with Bedros to figure out, what do I do with this book? Huh. And, you know, here I have paid $25,000 for something, yeah, I hated, you know, to work with Tucker's company. Hmm. So after a lot of conversations, Bedros and I realized like, hey, it needs to be about entrepreneurial anxiety. And it needs to be more of my story about how I used to party super hard. And that's what led to my first anxiety attacks back in 2006. And I didn't really have enough of that in there. So I put that stuff in there. And there was, we put more dark humor into it. If you listen to the audiobook, there's actually some pretty good jokes in it. And then, so this is like now the summer of 2018. And we go back and we had to redo interviews, yeah, and stuff like that. And they send me back the book in about August of 2018. And I promised everybody my book was going to be done for my retreat in November of 2018. And I thought, okay, no problem. I'll just do some edits on it and I can send it in like late October and like they'll be able to print all these copies in like 3 days. No, they can't. So first I get back like, hey, from my team that we need you to have the book fully done by September 30th. I go, okay. And then I read the book that they sent me and I was like, they didn't get my voice right. So it's, again, it's audio interviews sent to somebody and they send you samples and it felt like it was good enough, but it wasn't. So here it is. So now I just got back from my annual trip to Europe. I was gone for 3 weeks to Europe. No, I was gone in 34 days because I went on safari with Joel in Africa. Then I went directly to Europe for my annual trip. I was gone 34 days and I came back like August 18th of 2018. And now I know, now I have a book that needs every sentence rewritten.
Oh my gosh.
And it has to be done in less than 45 days. And my dog is dying. And so my dog, Bally the dog, is like, when I went away for those 34 days, he aged like 5 years in those 34 days. It was really sad. I came back. I had he died in 10 days. And I'm writing, but I'm up every single day at 4:30. I start writing at 4:30 in the morning. I sit in a chair like the one I'm in right now till 7:30, rewriting that entire book every single day for like 40 days straight, while also crisscrossing the country to run masterminds and taking my dog in to get put down. So that was very, like, that book almost killed me. Fortunately, I'm unstoppable. Got it done on time. And
oh, wow.
So that was that book. And then, you know, that became a Wall Street Journal bestseller. Just for the record, let the record show that when it became a Wall Street Journal bestseller, it was the same weekend that we were at your mastermind. And it was the same weekend that Bedros's got on the list. And I was number 4 and he was number 5. So I beat him. I beat man up.
That's funny.
Just to be fair.
You got to have some competition. That's great. Yeah.
So the lessons, you can ask questions.
You're on a roll.
Okay. So the lessons from the second book then made me realize I have content for the third book, The Perfect Week Formula, you know, which I had been teaching that in my seminars for a year and a half now, and we're ready to write the book on it. And I realized a couple of things. That first, it needed more stories. And second of all, it needed somebody to write the book. I would just speak out the stories. We would collaborate on the outline. And then I needed to find somebody who could take my stories and write the entire thing in my voice. And I was very fortunate that I met a young man who had gone through Jason Capital's email copywriting course. He's 23 years old. His kid's name is Austin. I hired him full time into my business. He had gotten to that point before he started writing the book that he writes all my email newsletters in my voice, all my articles in my voice, all my entrepreneur.com articles in my voice. And I just read it and I go, yeah, that's exactly it. Sometimes I say, listen, that's a little wordy. I wouldn't say stuff like that. I never use that word, that sort of thing. Like for people that don't know, Ryan Holiday wrote Bedros's book, Man Up. And there's a word in there. It's like gumption or something. And I'm like, dude, you would never in a million years use that word. I hated that page just because of that. And I was like, you did not read that. Fortunately this Austin kid writes like me. And so it was me and him having calls, me telling stories, him watching the videos I've done on the Perfect Week Formula, all the training stuff. And he just put it together. And when he sent me it, I was like, okay, I blocked off all this time. I'm going to have to like rewrite a whole bunch of stuff. And I went through and I was like, well, I don't have to change anything in this chapter. I don't change anything. Nothing. He got it all right. And then the other thing that we did is we actually, like, for one of his drafts, I sent an email out to my coaching clients and I said, hey, we're looking for people to proofread the book. So we got 25 people to proofread the book over a weekend and we got great feedback from them. And even the interesting thing is, even with 25 people proofreading plus me and Austin going through it twice, I'm just finishing up the audiobook and still finding mistakes, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you find names like Sean Hadsel's name is misspelled and, but then there's just words that don't belong. And, you know, I still read New York Times bestsellers that have words missing in. You know, when you have 100,000 words in, they're going to get through. So don't feel bad if that ever happens to you. But that one, that was the quickest book for me to write. It was a lot of work for Austin. He really busted his butt on it, but that's how we did that one.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
To condense three books into a formula. That's so many lessons there. Like so many insights and wow, maybe it's possible, but I love what you said. You do have to have, you got to get through that chapter 9, chapter 10 before you
got to live the book.
You got to live the book. I like that. It's inspiring to do that.
Because most people are right now in chapter 6. They're going through something tough, but you can't conclude the book. You can't have the most important message until you've gone through the hero's journey, until like I'm not a Hobbit fan, but you know, like the Hobbit guys,
yeah.
You know, they went down into the tough times and then it's not until, what did they do? Like they threw the rings into the fire. So like, you can't write the book until after you've thrown the rings into the fire or whatever they did, or until you have destroyed the Death Star, you can't write the book. Like Luke couldn't have written the book. Like, yeah, I think we're going to go destroy the Death Star now.
No, we're here. Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll wait till the end, Luke, until you've kissed your sister. Then Leia's his sister and he kisses her in the movie. It's really weird.
Yeah.
anyways, so you can't, until you kiss your sister, you cannot write your book.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, man, that's a great, great little section here on just book writing. I love to just shift.
But it's more about book writing. It's about life.
It is. No, of course. The stories have, I mean, they're real, right? When you talk about all this stuff, you're getting up so early every day to like, you're so disciplined. It all comes together, right? Like you see the messages show up. So it just takes time. You know, it really takes time to foster these messages into something that you can speak to have credibility.
And remember what I said is that I had, or maybe I didn't make it clear, but for my Perfect Week Formula, I invented it, you know, quote unquote, invented it and presented it for the first time in the summer of 2018. after that trip with the safari, I was in London, England, doing a workshop. And I remember I was like, hey, I've got an idea. Let me just draw it a week here and we'll plan in a bunch of stuff. And over the course of the day, I just kept on pointing at the perfect week formula. Remember, I drew it out down here one time for you and Flav. Now, here's the thing is I did that presentation 75 times at workshops before I felt comfortable that I could write the book on it. Because what I learned with the perfect day formula is that I didn't cover so many things. And I would speak at Fitness Business Summit. I'd get 40 people in line. Well, them saying, well, what about this? What about on this day? What if I have the kids and I don't have the kids this day? What about Saturday? And I was like, oh man, I wrote the wrong freaking book, man. There's 7 days in a week. Yeah. It should have been perfect week formula. So that started me down the path. And then also all the negative reviews I got on Amazon, you know, the 3 stars, the 1 star, like all the people saying, here's why this won't work. And I'm like, I didn't address that. It's like a sales letter, right? And so with the perfect week formula, yeah, we're going to get people who don't agree with something. That's normal. But I felt like it was a much more overcoming objections approach. Like we would go through it and go, why are people going to say that won't work? Well, they're going to say this. Okay, so let's cover it with this. And I had to have those conversations with everybody in the room when I did those 75 presentations. And that's another reason why most people can't write the book is because they haven't sat down and thought, well, the thing I'm going to teach, how are people going to poke holes in my thesis? Because that's what a book is. It's like the greatest essay you've ever had to write. And we've all written essays in college and high school where the professor comes back and says, well, you didn't have a strong argument here.
That's a good point. Every great book I've read, I've realized I'm always, sold on new concept that I've just read.
Well, I mean, it's like a lawyer's argument.
Right.
And like your book, it has to be like an open and shut case for like the conviction that you want. That's what a book is, right?
Yeah, totally.
The book is to change your mind, to get you to think in a different way.
So it's powerful. So one day you're going to write a book on how to write a book. But
we
got the outline here already for you. So I want to talk about doing things prematurely. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people in my mastermind and then, there for fitness advice. Not a lot, small handful. And then the next year they're a business coach.
I get it. I mean, hey, listen, in one way I'm okay with that because I am a big believer in this phrase that I learned from Dan Kennedy that is, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And listen, if you don't believe that in a little bit of a way, then when would you ever be allowed to start?
Right.
Like who is,
that's a good point.
Who is the person who lives in the glass house, who can go around, or who is the person without the log in their eye, as they say in the Bible, who's allowed to go and anoint everybody as ready? Like who is that person? Who is the person who says, okay, now you're ready to write your first training article on the internet?
Right.
Like back, and I'm sure this is still a thing in the day now, but I used to see that, when I was writing articles online and in fitness, and you go to some of these other websites, like, oh, you shouldn't be allowed to write an article. You haven't done this, this, and this. Well, like, who's setting the parameters here?
Right.
And so, should someone who has only made $100,000 in their business be allowed to be a business coach? Well, would you go to a friend for counsel? And, if they had a business that was slightly more successful than yours, yeah, you would. And so at the end of the day is if you are giving good advice, if you are giving advice that will help people, if you are confident in that advice, and if that advice helps somebody, then who am I in all my pretentiousness to say you're not allowed to do that?
Yeah.
So
that's a good flop.
And you know what though, Vince, is that
it's a fair statement. Yeah.
There's people out there who are very successful, who have coaching programs, who charge a ton of money and who are not good coaches, and because you probably have heard this all the time. I got burned by a coach in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get to know the person, you go, who was it? And they go, oh, it was so-and-so and it cost me this much money. I go, I mean, that person has has been doing this for a long time and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Like, so it's not like you're only going to get a bad coach if they've only made $100,000, you get a bad coach if they got millions of dollars because yeah. there's just, they're unethical or whatever the reason is. Now, if you're an ethical person and maybe you don't know as much, you know, I'd rather have that coach than the unethical person.
That's a great insight. You know, we've never talked about that here before, right? There's bad coaches at every income level. Just because someone hasn't done a certain status level doesn't disqualify them. There's guys who have done like the ultimate success, you know, at income levels, but that's the last guy you want to actually take advice from.
Right. Or maybe they've just let, you know, other people run the coaching program, or maybe they just, you know, have let their attention to detail slip or something like that. There are no guarantees on either side that someone who's been around a long time is going to be your right coach, or that someone who's a beginner is going to be your right coach. Let's not worry about
it. So you're on a mission. Let's talk about coaching, because you're on a mission to get every single person in the world a coach.
Sure.
I don't think I've ever heard you share that before. And I love that. And your whole coaching, your entire business model has shifted towards, you know, driving coaching clients. So I just love to learn, first of all, talk about, you know, your big wins from the past year. We're coming on to 2020 here. What have been some of the most exciting wins for you in your own personal business at that, you know, any level of products that you offer?
Yeah. So definitely one of the coolest things is, I often end up hiring people that hire me for coaches. And so pretty cool stuff, like whether it's a copywriter like Sam Robson or this guy, Jamie McKean, Jamie McKean runs a company called The Leverage Model. He's based out of New Zealand. He's actually done a lot of stuff with Taki Moore, who's our coach for both Vince and I. And Jamie does a lot of marketing for a lot of those docu-series like Truth About Cancer and stuff like that. He's actually worked with a lot of people that are in the 100 or a few people that are in the 100 million mastermind group, Vince. Oh. And so he basically just, he does the thing that you and I tell people to do, which is, you know, go find somebody on Upwork and FreeUp and that sort of thing. He's built a contractor team. Oh. And so Jamie came to me to help grow his business, and I helped him grow his business. And then I was looking for a digital marketer in my business, and everybody I was talking to is like, man, you're charging like you're way overvaluing yourself. I understand digital marketing is a hot thing right now, but for you to think that you deserve that much money and a part of my business, which is what most people were saying their salary requirements were, I was like, you're ridiculous. You're out to lunch.
That's what you were saying to people who were coming in to run that digital marketing.
Yeah, they were like applying, and they were saying, these are my expectations. And I'm like, okay, you live in California, and you're clearly smoking something. And so it's like, this is not right. And then I was like, oh, Jamie, look at this description of this thing that I'm looking for. Is this you? And he goes, yeah, we can do that. So basically what he does is, you know, he has people around the world that run Facebook groups, you know, that are experts in that. And he will get them working on my Facebook group. And he has people working on LinkedIn strategies for me and this and that. And he also pushes me really hard to let go of stuff. You know, I need to let go of some things. And he's pushed me so hard to raise my prices. So I'm $3,000 for 30-minute calls now. But you know what? I had a call, but now I have a much more interesting and varied clientele base. Like here's why this is still a 30x return. I had a coaching call with a guy. His company has robots that go into train, cars that transport oil and stuff. And the robots go in and clean the train tankers faster than humans and safer, because every year 30 people die from the fumes in these tankers cleaning them out. But his robots go in and do it faster. So his contracts are millions of dollars. And on one call in 30 minutes, I gave him a couple of ideas for him to go and sell some contracts. And he said, oh, I did that thing that you told me to do. And I got a $110,000 contract in 15 minutes, and it's probably going to turn into about $400,000 contract from one 30-minute call. So I can do that. And I got another guy who's a $20 million company selling ocean degradable straws, right? So if you go to places, everybody says their stuff is degradable, but yeah, it's degradable in 10,000 years. But his stuff, he has access to a material where if you used a straw of his and left it outside in the rain, in like a couple of weeks, it's gone. And it's not degrading into bad stuff. So he's doing $20 million bucks a year, and I've been helping him with strategies to make $5 million contract sales so that he can go from 20 to 40 million bucks in a year. Like, that's okay. Yeah. And so we're getting more of those people. And the cool thing is, where do those people come from?
Coaching clients.
No. Where do they come from? Where do those coaching?
Instagram stories.
Instagram. Frickin' Instagram. Like, so people say, oh, well, you know, my market is, you know, 40-year-old people. They're not on Instagram. I got 65-year-old, you know, business owners of $10 million, $20 million companies from Instagram, from the blunt post on Instagram, from the stories on Instagram. It's crazy. It is awesome.
Okay, great. So you're still focused on – well, actually –
So the lesson there is very much like you, having hired Corby and Richard, like – hiring up a level was huge for me this year.
Hiring up a level.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
And, you know, Austin's been on my team for more than this year, but hiring him was awesome. Using my politically incorrect job ad to find Linda, my assistant, and I forget what show it is. It's either Suits or Billions. There's a character named Donna. Remember when Xander was talking about finding his Donna?
Find Donna, yeah.
Yeah. So Donna is like some hardcore assistant. And anyways, I have my Donna. I call Linda my second mom because I'll be at like, it'll be 9 o'clock at night on a travel day. And I'm like, where's my hotel tonight? Did I book a hotel? And like, she's answering a text message from me at 9 o'clock at night. Like, yes, here's your hotel. Here's a confirmation. I'm like, awesome. Oh, thank goodness. I'm not sleeping in the streets tonight. I can barely put my pants on in the morning. I'm the world's most disciplined man. And I'm still pretty organized, I let a few things get away from me.
Yeah.
So, you know, hiring the right team has been great, allowing me to work less. I worked a lot in the fitness business and, you know, writing copy and checking copy. And we don't run that type of business anymore. So I'm really super glad to be out of that world. And just more like, great, here's the calendar. You got to fit yourself in there. And I'm not deviating from that. So I have a lot more time for some other important stuff in my life.
So how do you scale a coaching business?
Well, I'm big on other coaches, and you know, some of my coaches have said, oh, you don't want to have sub coaches and all this stuff, but I would rather coach my coaches. I get a tremendous pleasure out of training up a guy like my friend Daniel Woodrum, who owns 2 Fit Body Boot Camps with me. And he coaches all of our gym owners, and he actually coaches a bunch of our small business owners, even outside the fitness industry. Because Daniel and I have gone through some pretty tough times with our fit bodies. We opened a second location too soon. It nearly failed, but Daniel then became a great leader. He's one of the best servant leaders I've ever worked with. Mm. And by doing that, you know, we have 2 locations 3 hours apart, and he never goes to the one because we have the team there. And by him doing that, he's solved all the problems that any small business owner would have, brick and mortar small business owner would have. So he can coach those people. So people hear my price, they're like, I can't afford that. I'm like, great. Daniel's only $1,000 a month. And he's going to give you all the results that you need anyways. So we're going to get you coaching with him. And then he sends me an update every week of the 50 clients that he has. And I say, man, that's awesome. Here's a little tip on working with this person. And I coach Daniel. And by coaching Daniel, I coach 50 people. And I've got Ron, and I've got a girl in Australia. I'm probably going to have a second person in Australia. And they've all been clients of mine, so they all know how the system works. And we were talking earlier about hiring within our worlds.
Right.
And I'm building up a coaching team. So my business will look like Tony Robbins coaching, right? Everybody's heard of a Tony Robbins coach, or they know somebody who has a Tony Robbins coach. Now ours will be very pragmatic type coaching. We don't do mindset coaching. Yeah. We have Maddie Applin, who is Xander's fiance, soon to be wife. I outsource all my mindset coaching there. to her. And CEO of a $20 million company, you're getting on a call with this 27-year-old girl from Australia because she's amazing and she fixes these guys super fast. So, you know, I like to say that I'm building my Marvel superhero team. You know, like, oh, you need the Hulk, you need the Black Widow, you need whatever. You know, I'm going to send you to the right coach. And so that's how I'm growing my coaching business, because most people can't afford me and most people don't need me. They don't need me. Their problems can be solved by my coaches who have downloaded a lot of me and the systems. And we have training videos, of course, too. And so that's how we scale that side. Then we're going to grow our mastermind like yours. It took me a while to get my feet under me for my mastermind, but we got 40 people now. Our rate is $2,500 a month, and we have 40 people that are one in January, and we could have had more, but we literally booked a room that just won't allow more people in it. And so we'll have that mastermind growing to, you know, hopefully we'll get, I don't know if we'll get to 100 this year, but we'll get it up there. And then I know that that mastermind will grow very large and we'll have different levels for it. And then we also are really pushing our course, a $1,500 course in the new year as well, which might have the ability to be bigger than the other two sides of things. So that's how my business is going to look. And we're very focused. That's all we do. That's all we do. You know, shut the fitness business down, walk away from a $5.5 million a year fitness business in 2015 and said, no, we're not sending any emails to it anymore. We don't email the list. Not like we allowed Mike Geary's team to email the list for a long time, but then it just got to the point where there, you know, there's no new blood coming into it, so it's not generating revenue. So it's just there. And you know, the interesting thing about that is that if somebody asked me for a workout, I would tell them the best, like literally the best workouts I ever created were in 2003 and 2004. So if I was still in the fitness industry, I'd
still be selling that one.
But well, I would still be selling it, but every, you know, people always want new from you, right? Uh-huh. So I'd be like trying to make a better workout than the best workout. Like that's what I did for 10 years after, right? I was like, no nonsense muscle building.
People come up to me in the gym and like, I got that from a year. I love that program.
Right. And it's my best program. Like I can't make another program that's that good. So why would I continue on this? Like you can still buy Turbulence Training.
Yeah. It's a machine.
And you should buy it. But there's not another one coming out.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's good.
There's nothing for me to come out with.
Yeah, you recognize that. And it's good because it's, you know, you can get comfortable there and just,
It's my Mona Lisa. It's the Mona Lisa of workouts.
Yeah, it just becomes, you're comfortable and it never is like the thing you want to be ultimately remembered for anyways. No. So you got to just, all right, that was a chapter. Let's move on.
I'll tell you what's hilarious though is I will get CEOs. Oh, for example, here's a great story. I don't know if I ever told you this, but so one of the guys who found me through Instagram stories, he had 280 followers and it was a private account. And he said, tell me more about your coaching. And I'm like, whatever, this is probably some kid, right? Because it was his handle was the name of a guitar. So I'm like, I have no idea who this is. And I'm like, well, tell me. And I always write back. So just a little insight on my Instagram direct messages. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are in the world. I will always, if someone says, tell me about your coaching, or, you know, you said DM millionaire or whatever it is that they sent me, I will always say to you, hey, I will usually say it without my voice cracking like a 13-year-old boy, but I will say, hey, and then I'll put their name. Great to connect. So, hey, Vince, great to connect. Next bubble. And then I'll answer, tell me more about your business goals and obstacles. That's what I ask. Sometimes I'll say, what's your business if I'm unclear? But if I can see what their business is, I'll simply say, tell me more about your business goals and obstacles. And then they'll tell me, and then I'll be able to say, perfect, next bubble. I'm 100% confident that we can help. Next bubble. Please email me at craig@godfather.com for coaching options. And that's it. We're out of the Instagram direct messages. We're not in there all day long. And so that's how I generally do that. So this one guy, you know, 2 years ago sends me that message, like, tell me about your coaching. And I'm like, I have no idea who you are. And so I write back, tell me more about your business goals and obstacles. Turns out he's the CEO of a food services company in the UK that has 3,000 employees. You just like, you wouldn't know. You know, right. He's a little bit older than us. So, you know, he's close to 50 years old. 50-year-old guy on Instagram with a like an anonymous account. Hmm. And I almost didn't reply to the guy because it was an anonymous account. So it's like, don't judge a book by its cover. And so I get to meet him at my workshop. You know, he pays $7,500 to come to my workshop. You know, he's one of my top level coaching clients. And I'm super excited. I'm like, how'd you find me? You read my book, right? You know, he goes, well, no, back in the day, he says this in a British accent because he's British. And back in the day, I bought Vince Del Monte's No Nonsense Muscle Building. And because of that, I heard about Turbulence Training. And I just.
Oh, he didn't say that, did he?
Yeah. No, that's his answer. That's his true answer.
Oh, I thought you were making this up.
No. This is his true answer.
Wow.
In a British accent, he's saying, in the room, he's saying, well, at first I bought Vince Del Monte's No Nonsense Muscle Building.
That's really good.
I think that's probably Australian or something.
That's a really good accent.
And then I heard about you through Vince in 2008. And here it is, 10 years later, he's coming to a workshop. And then I had another guy who sold his business to PayPal for $100 million, right? So he's coming to my workshop and he's, you know, he had just sold it to PayPal. So he's like starting a new business. And I pull the old, oh, I'm super excited. How did you hear about me? Was it, you know, my articles on Early to Rise? Was it my Perfect Day Formula book? And he goes, no, I bought Turbulence Training in 2008. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing I could have done different back in the day, but I realize now if I would have sold more Turbulence Training products, it would have helped my business coaching program. Mm. 10 years later. Like, isn't that hilarious? Because that's the foundation.
It is. It's so true. I'm like, how much bigger would this coaching program be if I'd built my muscle building business so much bigger? Because that's where everyone's coming from.
Yeah. Isn't that? Yeah. It's pretty neat. So,
and what's interesting too, there's so many lessons here. Our pastor, Furtick, talked about, he had a sermon. It was amazing. You love it. It's called The Second Yes. And he says that oftentimes what you say yes to will be tested. And oftentimes when people say yes these days, there's really no weight behind it. And he asked us, you know, are you one of those fickle people that say yes? And the whole thing is that if you say yes, you will be tested. And the reason you'll be tested is to see if you can be trusted.
Huh.
And what I'm saying here is that way back when, because this is the next conversation I want to have, is, you know, we're coaching people in these beginning stages. And you and I had fears getting started. You know, we wanted to do this. I'm sure there's a lot of different things that showed up for you. Like, do I belong here? Do I have the money? Can I afford this, et cetera? And you never know. You never know what you're saying yes to. Mm-hmm. When we both started, like, if you hadn't said yes to your business, if I hadn't said yes to my business, who knows where that guy would be? And we don't see the impact of what our yes affects. And when we say, yes, I'm going to keep doing this, as opposed to saying, oh, man, this is getting hard now. And when we keep saying the second yes and the third yes and the fourth yes, those are the yeses that ultimately take us to where we want to go and that are going to impact the people we would have never met if we'd given up after the first yes was tested.
It's true, man. I mean, that's the way it is for everything in life. That's a powerful message you just shipped there, dude. But that goes for so many things in life, from your, you know, finding the love of your life to, you know, your health and fitness to writing your book. Like, listen, you know, Vince and I are joking that you're not ready to write your book, but that's just a test, right? It's just a test. Like, oh, you know what? I got to go and do this other stuff. And you can still write your book, but you don't, I'm not saying never write your book. I'm just saying you got to go through some more tests to do it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So you got this really simple business model. Love this. Wondering what people are, I know what people are thinking. What did you say? What did you send in that email? Is that like kind of just to empower them with, here's like your menu, and then if you want to buy one of these things, set up a call?
Or essentially, yeah, essentially. So like my email then, so if I get somebody off that DM,
yeah,
we then go to, I basically have a couple that I can copy and paste. So if the person is right to work with Ron, who is my assistant coach, and he works mostly with online coaches, then I will send a specific email. If they're right for Daniel, then I'll send a specific email.
Oh, cool.
If they're right for our online course, then I'll send a specific email. But generally, it's a version of like the good, better, best email. So basically, it says, I can read it to you right now. It says, "Hey, thanks for following up here. There are three options for you to work with either me or my top coach, Daniel, or in my online course. Just let me know which one is best for you. And if you have questions, please book a call with our program director, Ron Mora, here." And it links to that. He's happy to answer all your questions. So it starts off with me. Number one, custom coaching with Craig, $29.97 per month. And we do cancel in time. And then a little line underneath that says, "My normal rate is $4,500 per month, but I'm giving you a special friends from IG rate," or friends, if it's a referral, I say friends of Vince, or if it's, you know, some, whatever lead source, you know, if they came in from LinkedIn, friends from LinkedIn, you know? And then from there, we do some bullet points, very small bullet points of here's exactly what you get. And I could probably get rid of some of the bullets because, man, even five bullet points is probably too much. And then it goes into option two, which is custom coaching with Daniel at $9.97 a month. And then it's essentially the same thing. And then at the end, it says, "Or you can join my online course for entrepreneurs to double their income and work less. And you can just start with a $1 trial for 14 days. And then here's the link." So let me know what you prefer, and then fill out this credit card authorization form and we'll get started, or have that call with Ron. And so Ron and Linda, my assistant, are both copied on this email. And now we start our monster follow-up with people. So we have a tracking spreadsheet, a Google document, and we also use this thing called coda.io, which is a something. I don't know what it is, but Linda uses it. And we have a 13-step over several days of, okay, now that email has been sent, that triggers Ron to follow up. And when Ron follows up, that triggers Linda to send my books and my kit. So we send stuff in the mail to every single person that that gets to this point.
Wow, so you're taking them all off of the DM. That's really interesting. That's a good insight for me because we have like just orange, we use a little flagging system.
Yeah,
like,
they're all flagged. Everyone's flagged, nobody's flagged. If everyone's special, nobody's special.
Well, painted red, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's really neat. So you take them off, kind of give them the menu, and then they can take it.
And then we get them on the phone with Ron, really.
Yeah. So
I used to do a lot more closing through DM, but now it's just the way we do it.
So, and then the mastermind, it's personally work with you, or they get the custom with Ron or Dan?
Ron or Daniel or Marie or soon to be Andy, hopefully.
Gotcha. And then so they got a custom route with one of your coaches or?
The online course, which is very similar to yours. You know, training videos, Zoom training, weekly Q&A, that type of stuff.
Okay, so like a group coaching kind of program?
Yeah. For $1,500, $500 a month for 3 months. And then if they want to stay in it, it's $197 a month.
$197 a month.
Yeah, oh, so it's 50. Nice. So it's $1,500 for the course, and then once you get through the course timeline, it's like, hey, we continue to do these training videos every week.
It gives you lifetime
updates. Yeah,
that's nice. Okay, cool. And then so the mastermind's completely separate.
Yeah,
through all these, then that's a separate. Hey, by the way, if you want to, it's
we sell the mastermind at the retreat, this year I nailed my
how'd it go?
Yeah, it's really good, and you know we charge more than ever for it. And I mean, I did a really bad job of it last year.
Why do you say that?
Because
I was there 2 years ago. I don't know. I was there the first year.
Right. You were there my first year. And so my first year was good.
Yeah.
You know, for it being my first year, I did an okay job. The problem was I didn't really, you know, because my audience is not super specific to a niche market. I work with entrepreneurs of all stripes. That I didn't really have my mastermind content. So there was a lot of turnover in the mastermind. I was getting new people in, but then people were leaving.
Sure.
So then the second year at the retreat, the biggest mistake that I made was not necessarily in the sales presentation part. It was in the content that I did in my sessions before. So most of my content was mindset. And actually the only stuff that I taught about how to make money was later on the second day after I'd already done my mastermind sales presentation. But right before me, Sharon came up and did this thing that helped people make a whole bunch of money. And then I went up there and I,
oh, man.
And I, as you guys, I'm doing my presentation and going, oh my God, I screwed up so bad.
You're thinking about that.
Yeah. Oh, and so still did okay.
Sure.
But I was like, okay, so this year I just showed them how much value I could add from the, you know, my first presentation, the first half an hour of the presentation made them money. I did a presentation on at the end of the first day about 10, you know, the thing that I did for your group recently. Awesome. It was like, hey, listen, yeah, I wanted people to make money overnight. And so when I started my presentation the next morning, I was like, hey, did anybody make some money overnight? And there was like a guy who made like $3,500 overnight. I go, listen, like if I can do that for you overnight. And so then that allowed me to go into my mastermind sales presentation. But I also used way more, like for every one of my 10 points in my mastermind sales presentation, I said, hey, in order to be successful, you need to be this. Let me tell you about how I helped Frank become this so that he could scale his business. How I helped Ron do this. How I helped this person, Maddie, do this. And then I brought up Maddie and Rob Hanley. And I think you met Rob maybe at one of the Toys for Tots things. Really good dude. And then this guy, MJ Lennon, who teaches personal trainers how to become personal trainers in the UK. And they came up and did like a 2 to 3 minute, hey, Craig, help me with this. And they gave the presentations of their lives. It was amazing. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Maddie and MJ were just awesome. And Rob has been a good friend of mine for a long time. So he did a great job. And then I went into the strongest sales presentation I'd ever done. Mm. And, you know, we got a lot of people in from that. And I also, one other thing that I did is where, you know, the models that Taki teaches.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got the Ballantine method all modeled out now. And we've got people labeled as, okay, so basically imagine three circles. You got clarity.
It's your Venn diagram.
Yeah. You got your clarity, you got discipline, and then you have strategy.
Got it.
Yeah. So if you have clarity, but no discipline, you're labeled as a dreamer, not doer.
You'll be outside. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a dreamer, not doer. And therefore your strategy is red. Okay. You can't build a strategy if you're a dreamer, but you have no doing. Okay, great. Then this was the magic one. The one where probably about 5 of the 20 people that signed up came up and said, I'm that lost warrior. That's why I signed up. When you said lost warrior, that was me. I was raising my hand. Lost warrior, it has great discipline, right? They're willing to grind and hustle, but they don't have clarity. Hmm. And if you don't have clarity and but you're working all the time, you went like, hey, listen, great. You're really efficient at doing something that you shouldn't be doing.
We got a guy in our group we call the Raging Bull, but he doesn't know where to direct his horns.
Right. So the Lost Warrior resonated with so many people. I own a gym and I'm working 14 hours a day. I'm a Lost Warrior. So having that one was killer. It just like people just, yes, me, where do I give the money to attend?
What was the last one?
So there's a Business Battler, which we haven't fully fleshed that one out. And then ideal is Empire Builder when you have all of the things are the right color. And when you have vision and when you have discipline, you're going to have the strategy so that you can go and...
That's awesome, man.
So Business Battler would just have the wrong strategy. So they've got discipline. They know where they want to get to and they're willing to work hard, but their strategy sucks. And so they just are always in these battles in their business. But the Empire Builder has them all working.
It's funny because this last Wednesday night, we wrapped up 10 weeks of Six Figure Coach, live and interactive group coaching. Uh-huh. It was about 4 hours from 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 in the morning. And I did a pitch on the call first online. And I didn't have a plan. I did have what I did at the normal presentation. And we made an offer, but before we taught a framework that shows high strategy, low strategy, high tactics, low tactics. We haven't flushed it out to like giving names to all these different corners and what will happen, you know. But it presented that and we showed people this is, you know, what happens when you have high tactics, low strategy, you know, you...
I'm really grateful for that Jamie guy, that Jamie McKean guy, because again, he worked in Taki's business.
Did he help you with the model stuff?
He forced me to create it.
Okay, so and, I got to connect with that guy.
Yeah, and
the models, this, yeah.
And so he pushes me really hard, and every time I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. He's like, you, no, like he won't give up, and so he knows. He and I are very similar, which is why we connected strongly because. Man, I resist a lot of stuff, and he won't accept my resistance on things, which is what you need, right? From a coach or a mentor or, you know, someone on your team. And he's like, Craig, you got to come up with this extra one. You need to have better term here. And I'm like, man, that's such little detail. That doesn't matter. But he pushes me hard on it, and I'm super grateful for it. And that has, you know, allowed me to have some good breakthroughs.
Oh yeah, no, big time. The models is huge. I looked at doing them earlier last year, but I thought it might've just been a little, we're going to look at something like that. You got to have,
those, I think you're like, close. You got the seeds of it. It sounds like,
yeah, we got the levels. I'm a big thing. I love levels,
good.
You know, moving to the next level and not getting stuck. So that's brilliant. By the way, like what Craig just shared, guys, like this is, I've been taking the same kind of notes I'd take in a mastermind. So I hope you guys are grateful and appreciative. Like what he just shared, Craig, thank you. I mean, you just
walked us through
like a full-blown outline of how to take someone from the DM into a conversation. I gained insights on, huh, because we're unorganized in the Instagram. I'm like, why aren't we just
– Well, we fixed that before we got in this call. So we're you know, we're pretty good to go there.
There we go. So there you guys go. You guys have a full-blown strategy for essentially how to – convert clients or leads into paying customers.
And you know, it's interesting is that people go, man, like did he really just give like all that stuff for free? Like how does he have a business if he gives all away that for free? I'm like, well, here's the thing. It's like, first of all, we're going to go and invent something that's going to be even better than that.
You think this is it?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Well, right.
We just, here, I want to sit on this. I want you to go back by this just came up the other day. And this is something I'm trying to hammer on our clients is that, here's the people that struggle the most. They put the free stuff behind they put the best stuff behind the paid wall.
Right.
That's the fundamental problem. They believe that the stuff that's most valuable, you could only get if you pay for it. And that's why their business struggles. I'm like, no, man, if that's your best stuff and your business is struggling, you need to put it out in front to see if it's any good in the first place. Because if it's good, right, people will end up coming in.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's, man, we've talked about so many great things here. You know, what's on the horizon coming into 2020 for yourself? Where are you?
Well,
you know,
surprisingly, I was going to say not a book, but then actually just on a call the other day, Jamie's like, well, we got to write a book about the Ballantine Method. Mm-hmm. And so I was resistant to call it the Ballantine Method. We've named it. Named our programs a few other things.
The Ballantine Blueprint. Yeah.
The Ballantine Method. Everybody wants the Ballantine Method. Okay, so it will be the Ballantine Method. We'll probably write like a little 50-page book. Another thing that we're doing is a webinar. We're going to be big on doing a lot of webinar stuff. And you know, we were talking about that right before here. It's just the webinar to get people into the $1,500 course. We're going to be doing a lot of that. And I'm really excited about the Mastermind because I'm like, I finally figured it out. I think the masterminds we've had recently have been killer, and I've got that figured out. And then, so we said last year was our last Perfect Life retreat, and we will stick to that. And
yeah, you and Capital and Bedros, you guys, what's up with the events?
Like, well, Bedros is too busy with Fitbody Bootcamp to run Empire Summit. It takes a lot of time. And I mean, you know, you're putting $250,000 into these events. You got to make your money back on them. And Jason, as we were talking about, I think he just wants to move away from coaching. So I'm pretty sure he's not doing any events because it doesn't serve his long-term goal. With me, it was like, I said it was going to be our last Perfect Life retreat because I kind of shot myself, my confidence in the foot, the way that I had the previous year's event, and it didn't generate a massive return on my investment. So I don't know what our event will be, but it will be same weekend. It'll probably be smaller. I might call it like the Ballantine Method event and just have 100 people there instead of 300 people. Or I might try and do another 300 person event. We'll see. But it is because I finally figured it out. I figured out the formula to making it, you know, a 3x return on your investment. Okay, but I really want to get it much more than that.
Are you talking about the delivery or the?
I figured out the structure of the content so that it led to the most mastermind sales.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, I finally figured that out.
Gotcha.
But I wasn't sure. So the Perfect Life Retreat, not the greatest name in the world either, so it doesn't really matter. But the event is amazing. Like, our event is awesome because we put so much effort into everything about it, from the snacks to the speakers to the, you know, we run things on time, unlike most places. We do the round tables at night. It really is an incredible event. We give away amazing goodie bags, and people say, hey, listen, I've been to a lot of events, and this is truly the best event that I've ever been to. So we, you know, you get a little bit of a natural high from that.
It is.
Yeah. And you know the power of bringing great people together, and I get a lot out of it, and I develop relationships with people, which then leads to more stuff in the future. So we'll do an event this year, just haven't figured out exactly what that is. And it'll be late November as well. Or not late November, late in the year in early November.
I respect you guys for running these events. They're just to run a mastermind event is a full-blown operation.
Well, yeah, your size for sure.
Yeah, a lot of details that go into it. And after going to the $100 million mastermind experience, you're like, oh my gosh, there's like 20 things I want to do at our next one, but we're slowly add those in. Well, Craig, thank you so much. This has been an incredible time, incredible insights. I love your vision. I love what you shared on the books. I truly love what you're sharing just with your vision for helping every single person have a coach. And I'm like, wow, I want to make coaching available to everyone. That's so awesome. So yeah. I love your vision for your coaching roster. You want to build your own Marvel comic book hero team. That's so awesome. And I'm just excited to continue to see you soar and to lead the way and pave the path.
Man, I got to keep up with you. So, you know, it's just everybody listening, surround yourself with people that make you play up, not one level, not two levels, but like the highest levels that you could possibly think of. And where it is almost, there's almost tension and pressure in a good way. You've got to be around it. And a lot of people listening have that in their fitness, right? They go to a gym where there's people in great shape, and it's like, okay, well, listen, you can have that in other areas of your life. You can have it for your faith. You can have it for relationships. You know, if you're like, why can't I get a girlfriend to stick? You know, why am I always going out with these girls who cheat on me? Or why am I always going out with these guys who cheat on me? It's because you're not around people whose relationships are stronger than yours. Mm. And it's for everything in life. You know, why are my articles not better? It's because you don't hang around people who write better than you. All that stuff can be improved. Environment is destiny. Environment is key.
Ooh, I like that. That's really powerful.
Stole that from Jason Capital. So, I mean, that's also the benefit of hanging around smart people. You can steal their lines. It sounds really smart.
It goes around. All right, Craig Valentine, thank you so much. Where can everybody learn about what you're doing, and how can people come into your world?
All over the internet, baby. On Instagram at Real Craig Valentine. And if Real Craig Valentine tries to sell you Bitcoin, it is a scammer. I've just got rid of another one. So, here's the thing is like, that shows that I've made it. People send, almost every day someone sends me a message and says, hey, do you have another account that tries to sell me Bitcoin? I'm like, no, that is not me. And then sometimes people will say, hey, what's your banking information so I can send you money for the Bitcoin? And I'm like, you got scammed. Don't send money to a stranger that you met on Instagram for Bitcoin. Anyways, that's a tangent. So Real Craig Valentine on Instagram, or email me at craig@godfather.com, or go to earlytorise.com, or get my new book at perfectweekformula.com.
I just bought
or just send me a whole bunch of money.
About 100 of them, gift them out to our students.
What, so, Bitcoins or books?
Your book.
Okay, good.
That Perfect Life Formula. It's the book you guys all need. All right, take care, everyone. Thank you.
Vinny D nailed it. Man, the kid can interview. And I had enough caffeine that day that I was super stoked to go on some crazy rants, crazy Craig rants. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you thought. Head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating for the Early to Rise radio show. And then also, please let me know what you thought of me being interviewed by sending me a message at support@earlytorise.com or through Instagram at Real Craig Valentine. I would love to hear from you, okay? And next thing you need to do is be like Vince. Vince came and got coaching from me in 2007. It's been nearly 13 years since he has been getting coaching from me. He lives in the home of his dreams, with the wife of his dreams, with the kids of his dreams, living the faith, fitness, financial life of his dreams. And I want the same for you. So if you want to be the world's best mom, the world's best dad, and still have the world's best business that gives you money, financial freedom, and time freedom, then let me know, okay? Head over to craigballantyne.com, fill out the application to work with me, and I'll see you at one of my events.